Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. The Meg grabbed the number one spot at the box office with an estimated $40 million and ate Tom Cruise whole. Originally, the so-called experts here in town had predicted a much lower total. Jason Statham stars as a scientist who, along with his team, tries to stop a prehistoric 75-foot shark from terrorizing a beach. Not bad for a film that received a 50% score on Rotten Tomatoes. Ouch. Kylie Jenner turned 21 and can legally drink now in California, and she threw herself one hell of a birthday party. Hordes of photographers pounced on Craig's in West Hollywood as all the Kardashians made their way in. Also, Dave Chappelle, Kevin Durant, Meek Mill, Chris Brown, French Montana, Bella Hadid, and The Weeknd were also partying. Only in L.A. In a new song, XTCY, Kanye West reveals his special love for his wife Kim Kardashian's sisters, Kourtney, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie, rapping that he, quote, would smash, unquote, all four. Pervy West, 41, goes on to rap, quote, damn, those is your sisters, you did something unholy to them pictures, unquote. Ah, easy there, creepy Kanye, easy. Brad Pitt loaned his estranged wife Angelina Jolie $8 million to buy a house, which is weird for an actress who's a millionaire. Yep, Angelina hadn't made money an issue in her divorce until several weeks ago when she asked the judge for a formal child support agreement. Brad has paid her $1.3 million in support over the last 2 years. Hey, nobody said divorce was cheap. Demi Lovato's near-death OD began at 4 a.m. July 24th when she texted a drug dealer to come to her house. Demi had been at a party in West Hollywood following a birthday celebration on the Sunset Strip. The drug dealer came to her house and the two of them freebased oxycodone, which may have been laced with fentanyl. That's what killed Prince. Wow, Demi's very lucky. As the first studio movie in years with an Asian-American cast, the anticipation has been building for Crazy Rich Asians. It arrives as Hollywood is being pressured to feature greater diversity on screen. Based on the hit book by Kevin Kwan, the movie received a 98% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. It's been 25 years since the Joy Luck Club. Wow, time flies when you're racist. Cardi B just hired Kris Jenner to be one of her managers and bring her clothing and makeup deals. Cardi met with Kris and daughter Kim Kardashian, and the three ladies worked out details of their new business arrangement. Cardi's currently living in LA, laying low and recovering from her pregnancy. She and husband Offset purchased a home in Calabasas close to you-know-who. Yikes. Idris Elba is fanning rumors that he'll become the first black James Bond. My name's Elba. Idris Elba, he tweeted, putting his own spin on the spy's famous catchphrase. Although Daniel Craig is set to star as 007 in at least one more James Bond movie, Elba's been at the top of fans' wish list to take over the role for many years. Wonder if they'll offer him $25 million like they did with Craig. Kesha had a problem on the way to attending the premiere of a documentary about her. Yep, she was being followed too close by paparazzi and ended up getting rear-ended when she had to make a sudden stop near the club in New York's East Village. The fender bender didn't stop her from attending, though. She made it in about 10:30. No, it wasn't Dr. Luke who rear-ended her. This time. Sorry. A photographer claims actor Bill Murray grabbed him and poured a drink on him during a confrontation at a Massachusetts restaurant. Uh-huh. B. Peter Simon, the younger brother of Carly Simon, claims he'd been taking photos at Lola's and Martha's Vineyard for a local newspaper when the Groundhog Day actor approached him, grabbed him, and dumped his drink on him. Geez, I guess Bill doesn't like his picture taken? Movie star Liev Schreiber must appear in a New York court to answer charges of harassing a photographer. The 50-year-old Ray Donovan star didn't make physical contact with the photographer, only pushed his camera away after a flash went off in his face. He will try to get the charges dropped. Note to photographers, stay the hell away from angry male actors. John Mayer's the latest celeb to be hit by burglars. Yeah, someone broke into the singer's Beverly Hills area home. The intruder got in by smashing a bedroom window. The burglar or burglars ransacked the house, stealing music equipment and personal property worth between $100,000 and $200,000. I guess his house is a wonderland. What? Aretha Franklin, the undisputed queen of soul, has died due to pancreatic cancer. Franklin was 76. Over her nearly seven-decade career, Aretha established herself as one of the most important artists in music history, selling more than 75 million records worldwide, becoming the first female performer to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. R.I.P. Aretha. Has been. The NYPD wants to question Sean Young about a burglary in Queens. The Blade Runner actress is a suspect in a break-in at a business she once worked for. Young, 58, was caught on a surveillance camera going into the School of Old Offices, using a key to gain entry and taking two laptops. She'd been fired from there 4 years ago. What took her so long? Another idiot! The Trash Bin. Tyrese is dipping so deep into his piggy bank, there's not a cent left to cover his estranged wife Norma's attorney's fees. He says he's dropping about $114,000 each month for his mortgage, childcare, groceries, utilities, and $10,000 in child support payments to Norma. Tyrese says he's only bringing in $51,000 on average each month. Time to cut back, dude.
The news wrap-up.
According to the latest figures, New York City is the most expensive place to buy real estate in the U.S. Spotify is exploring letting users skip ads, but not completely. Hulu loses double in the second quarter to $357 million as Disney is set to take control. Turning off location history doesn't stop Google from storing your info. Damn it!
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Crazy Rich Asians is the most popular film at the box office.
The number one album.
Travis Scott's Astroworld edges out Queen by Nicki Minaj.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition is still the best-selling app in America.
The number one book.
Everything Trump Touches Dies by Rick Wilson is the number one nonfiction book.
Nicki Minaj has an ex that's been mouthing off lately to anyone that'll listen. Safari claims Nicki went after him with a knife, stabbing him so severely he went to the hospital by ambulance, but she says he's a liar. The pair broke up back in 2014, but he just tweeted, quote, "Remember the night you cut me and I almost died? The police and ambulance had to take me out the crib on a stretcher, and I had to lie and tell them I was trying to kill myself so they wouldn't take you to jail," unquote. Nicki fired back, saying, quote, "You stole my card and told me you thought it was an account with free money that I didn't know about. God will strike you down and more for lying," unquote. Wow, drama. Meanwhile, Nicki just dropped her fourth studio album, Queen, and we love the new single. It's the song of the week, Barbie Dreams.
I'm looking for to get some babies, a handful of Weezy, sprinkle of Dave East. Man, I ain't got no type like Jimmy and Sway Lee. But if he can't three times a night, peace. I tried to 50 for a powerful hour, but all I wanna do is talk power for hours. Beat the up, make sure it's a KO. Step your banks up like you moving at yayo. Somebody go and make sure Carucci okay though. I heard she think I'm trying to get a to Quavo. They always wanna beat it up, goon up the man. Maybe I should let them auto tune up the all these bow wow challenge lying and shit. Many Fetty Wap say I am my shit. Drake worth 100 million, always buying me shit. But I don't know if the weather if he crying. Dreams of becoming one of these little rappers.
I'm just playing, but I'm saying.
Dreams of becoming one of these little rappers.
I'm just playing, but I'm saying.
Dreams of becoming one of these little rappers.
I'm just playing, but I'm saying.
Dreams of.
That was Nicki Minaj with the song of the week, Barbie Dreams. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.